राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर दारी ओम विष्णुपाद परमांस प्री ब्रजाकाचार्य अष्टोतर सत श्री श्रीमद इडिवाइन रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमांस प्री ब्रजाकाचार्य अष्टोतर सत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से को श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदादास वासुदेव गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। श्री मथुरा धाम की जय। मायापुर नवदी धाम की जय। गंगा यमुना माय की जय। भक्ति देवी तुलसी देवी की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंग ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्रील प्रभुपाद भागवतम ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, status quo, chapter 16, Jaya and Vijaya, cursed by the sages. Text 2, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Etau Tau Parishado Mayam, जयो विजय एव च कदर्ति कृत्या मां यद्धो अवकर्ता अतिक्रमम् श्री भगवान उवाच एतौ तौ पार्षदौ मह्यं जया विजय एव च कदर्ति कृत्यमां यद्वो भावाकर्तारम् अतिक्रमम् श्री भगवान् उवाच एतौ तौ परदौ वाह्यं जया विजयो एव च क्रिया मां बदल श्री Others. Words to words meaning. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, said, Etau, these two, Tau, they, Parshado, attendants, Mayam, of mine, Jaya, name Jaya, Vijaya, named Vijaya, Eva, certainly, Cha, an, Kadarti Krutya, by ignoring, Mam, me, yet, which, Va, against you, Bahu, great, Akartam, having committed, Atikramam, offense. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The Personality of God had said, these attendants of mine, Jaya and Vijaya, by name, have committed a great offense against you because of ignoring me. Please repeat after me responsibly. The Personality of God had said, these attendants of mine, Jaya and Vijaya, by name, have committed a great offense against you because of ignoring me. Purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. To commit an offense at the feet of a devotee of the Lord is a great wrong. Even when a living entity promoted to Vaikuntha, there is still the chance that he may commit offenses. But the difference is that when one is in Vaikuntha planet, even if by the chance one commit an offense, be protected by the Lord. This is the remarkable fact in the dealings of the Lord and the servitor, as seen in the present incident concerning Jaya and Vijaya. The word atikramam used herein indicates that he is offending a devotee, one neglects the Supreme Lord himself. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam ददाति स्वपदांतिकम्। वंदेहां श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलां श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तां सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो श्री भगवान वाच एतो तो पार्षदो मह्यम जया विजय एवच कदर्ती कृत्या माम यदो वो भावातिक्रमम भावातिकरम अतिक्रमम। द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हैड सेड दीज अटेंडेंट्स ऑफ माइन जया एंड विजया बाय नेम हैव कमिटेड ए ग्रेट अफेंस अगेंस्ट यू because of ignoring me. So purport, the first sentence only I try to describe little bit. To commit an offense at the feet of a devotee of the Lord is a great wrong. So this is the pain I try to highlight on that. I refer from the Nectar of Instruction. Text 5, the nice sloka. Krishneti yasya giritam manasadriyeti dikshasti chet pranati bischa bhavant भजन्तमीशाम सुश्रुषया भजनम विज्ञानम अनन्यमन्ये निंदादि शून्यम रुदि इप्सित संगलब्ध्या। वन शुड मेंटली ऑनर द डिवोटी हू चैंट्स द ओली नेम ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा। वन शुड ऑफर हंबल ओबिजेंसेस टू द डिवोटी was undergone spiritual initiation, diksha, and is engaged in worshipping the deity, and one should associate with and faithful serve that pure devotee who is advanced in undeviated devotional service and whose heart is completely devoid of propensity to criticize others. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In order to intelligently apply the sixfold loving reciprocation mentioned in the previous verse, one must select a proper person with a careful discrimination. Srila Rupa Goswami therefore advises that we should meet with the Vaishnava in an appropriate way according to their particular status. In this verse, he tells us how to deal with the three types of devotees. The Kanishta Adhikari, Madhyamadhikari, Uttamadhikari. The Kanishtadhikari is a neophyte who has received the Harinam initiation from the spiritual master and is trying to chant the holy name of Krishna. One should respect such a person within his mind as a Kanishta Vaishnava. I would like to explain about this. That is why the Shastra, like this Upadeshamrutam, also given by the Rupa Goswami. So we cannot understand direct the meaning of the translation, slokas. The purport is more important. We may understand, just I would like to say that one should mentally honor the devotee who chant the holy name of Lord Krishna. That was written. What is that meaning of that? That is explained by Srila Prabhupada. I would like to say that. So Prabhupada said that the Kanishtadhikari is a neophyte who has received Harinam initiation from the spiritual master and trying to chant the holy name of Krishna. One should respect such a person within his mind. When we read the sloka translation, I can't understand what is by mentally honor the devotee who chant the holy name. It is clear to me now. Before also, of course, this is the meaning of mentally honor the devotee. What is that? The Kanishtadhikari, he received the holy name of the Lord for chanting from the bona fide spiritual master, learning how to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Learning. This is very, very important. We cannot chant the holy name of the Lord without learning from the bona fide spiritual master how to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is very, very important. Because now chanting is the family business, become, right? All over the world, everybody chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Karmis are chanting, everybody chanting. Devotees are chanting, pure devotee chanting. It become family business, right? Like Vaishasika Prabhu would say, the book distribution is the family business. Anyway, so this is very important. In the same purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about offenses. Okay, in the text 6, I think. Yeah. Let us go to text 6. Being situated in his original Krishna conscious position, a pure devotee does not identify with the body. Such a devotee should not be seen from materialistic point of view. Indeed, one should overlook the devotee having a body born in a low family, a body with a bad complexion, a deformed body or disease or infirm body. According to the ordinary vision, such imperfections may seem prominent in the body of a pure devotee. But despite such seeming defects, the body of a pure devotee cannot be polluted. It is exactly like the water of the Ganges, which sometime during the rainy season are full of bubbles, foam and mud. the Ganges water do not become polluted. Those who are advanced in spiritual understanding will bathe the Ganges without considering the condition of the water. So in this sloka, Srila Prabhupada writes about these offenses. I just wanted to bring it that point. If we consider the bodily defect of a Vaishnava, we should understand that we are committing an offense at the lotus feet of the Vaishnava. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here Prabhupada writing that if we consider bodily defects of a Vaishnava, we should understand that we are committing an offense at the lotus feet of the Vaishnava. Further says, an offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava is a very serious. Indeed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described this offense as a Hathi Mata, the mad elephant offense. A mad elephant can create a disaster, especially when it enters into the nicely trimmed garden. One should therefore be careful not to commit any offense against the Vaishnava. Every devotee should be ready to take instruction from the superior Vaishnava, and a superior Vaishnava must be ready to help an inferior Vaishnava in all respect. One is superior or inferior according to spiritual development in Krishna consciousness. One is forbidden to observe the activities of a pure Vaishnava from material point of view. For neophyte, especially consider the pure devotee from material point of view is very injurious. One should therefore avoid observing a pure devotee externally, but should try to see the internal features and understand how he is engaged in transcendental loving service of the Lord. In this way, one can avoid seeing the pure devotee from a material point of view. Thus, one can gradually become purified devotee himself. Those who think that Krishna consciousness is limited to a certain section of people, a certain section of devotee, or certain tract of land, are generally prone to see the external future of the devotee. Such a neophyte unable to appreciate the exalted service of the advanced devotee, try to bring the Mahabhagavata to their platform. We experience such a difficulty in propagating this Krishna consciousness all over the world. Unfortunately, we are surrounded by neophyte god brothers who do not appreciate the extraordinary activities of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. They simply try to bring us to their platform, and they try to criticize us in every respect. We very such regret their naive activities and poor fund of knowledge. An empowered person who is actually engaged in confidential service of the Lord should not be created as an ordinary human being, treated as an ordinary human being, for it is stated that unless one is empowered by Krishna, one cannot spread the Krishna conscious movement all over the world. When one does criticize the pure devotee, he commits an offense, Vaishnava aparadha. that is very obstructive and dangerous for those who desire to advance in Krishna consciousness. A person cannot derive any spiritual benefit when he offends the lotus feet of Vaishnava. Everyone should therefore be careful not to be jealous of empowered Vaishnava or a Shuddha Vaishnava. It is also an offense to consider an empowered Vaishnava an object of disciplinary action. It is an offense to try to give him advice to correct him. One can distinguish between a neophyte Vaishnava and an advanced Vaishnava by their activities. The advanced Vaishnava is always situated as the spiritual master, and the neophyte is always considered his disciple. The spiritual master must not be subjected to the advice of disciple, nor should a spiritual master be obliged to take instruction from those who are not his disciples. This is the sum and substance of Srila Rupa Goswami's advice in the 6th verse. So, this is a very, very important. That is, the books are the basis. That's what I'm doing actually since 10 years. I'm very deeply studying these literatures like Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. And every day I'm hearing 5 lectures of Srila Prabhupada. So I request all the devotees, it is a, very, very tough subject, Krishna consciousness. And we can learn only from the bona fide spiritual master. We cannot learn from anybody except Srila Prabhupada. He is a perfect acharya. Like just now we read, all his godbrothers, they criticize so many ways to Prabhupada. They don't know that Prabhupada is an empowered acharya to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Anyway, so much I can speak. It's only time limits. So here, another prayer is to Vaishnava Vignapti. It's very, very important. Just now, I'm always studying. When at 6:30 I went to my room, it came to my mind about this. So it's very, very important. Prayers to Vaishnava from Prardhana. O Vaishnava Goswami, please be merciful to me now. There is no one except you who can purify the fallen souls. Hare Krishna. See, these prayers are so important. We should not take it so light. Every word of this, prayers has so much deep meaning. Where can anyone find such a merciful personality by whose mere audience sends all sins go far away? After bathing in the water of the sacred Ganges, many times one becomes purified. But just by the great sight of you, the fallen souls are purified. This is your great power. The holy name delivers one who has committed an offense to the Lord Hari. But if one commits an offense to you, there is no means of deliverance. See how important, how much we have to be careful. ISKCON, what is ISKCON? International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Not you or ours. ISKCON is Srila Prabhupada. A pure devotee of the Lord. He made this society. And we have to learn every single aspect of our activities, behavior, talking, everything we have to learn. Otherwise, we will be in ignorance. Here it says that the holy name delivers one who has committed an offense, Lord Hari. This is Nectar of Devotion, I think chapter 6 or 8. It's mentioned about offenses to be avoided. It says that if you surrender to Krishna, even if you commit offense, you become delivered. But if you commit an offense to the holy name, no deliverance. Namaparada. Actually, I realize Namaparada is also Vaishnava Parada. You know that? Namaparada is the Vaishnava Parada. Am I right or wrong? Because the Vaishnavas are chanting the Hare Krishna Mama Mantra purely. They don't make difference between the Krishna and Krishna himself name. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddha Mukta Binnattam Nama Namini. So Krishna's holy name, pure devotee of the Lord. So how you can commit offense to the pure devotee? That is the first offense of the Nama Parada or Vaishnava Parada, you can say. Blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their life to propagate the holy name of the Lord. I always try to study these all statements. Who has done this? Who propagated this holy name around the world? You all know, right? Who has done? Srila Prabhupada. That is the meaning of course, we are doing also only as the instrument, the Prabhupada instruction. But this offense of the blaspheme the devotees to the society also. ISKCON is the society, the pure devotee established. So, I'd like to stop here. Any question, any comment, discussion? Wait. Any other senior Vaishnavas? Question or comment, discussion?
Thank you, Maharaj. When you were mentioning that you make emphasis, and everybody agrees with that, you said, only Srila Prabhupada can teach like this. Right? You said, only Srila Prabhupada can speak or teach like this. All the descriptions you were giving. So my question would be, because Srila Prabhupada is a faithful follower of Srila Rupa Goswami and all the predecessors, he can speak like that. But can we say that can be equally kind of like applicable also to any faithful, genuine follower at the present time who genuinely follows Srila Prabhupada? He can also teach that.
I would like to say that Prabhupada says, just to give the example of what, like if you accept a Siksha Guru, okay? If that Siksha Guru doesn't follow the Prabhupada instruction, he is not a Siksha Guru. Now you understand the point. So the coming from the pure devotee of the Lord, all Gaudiya Vaishnava community, they respect Srila Prabhupada as the empowered Acharya. To whom you are talking also, they are also glorifying Srila Prabhupada. So mainly, we have to, understand Srila Prabhupada. Without Prabhupada, nobody can do any preaching, Krishna conscious activities. So the parampara, actually I realizing, like Prabhupada says, we try to understand Krishna. Actually I am getting realization, devotees should try to know the position of Srila Prabhupada. So every day we have to learn about Prabhupada. Okay, so this is the thing. Krishna, and not just try to understand, you try to understand Prabhupada. Who is Prabhupada? Every day we have to know. Okay?
It says, but if one commits an offense to you, there is no means of deliverance. Who is you referring to? Is that Lord Hari, or is that Prabhupada, or is that myself? Devotee? If that offense was committed, should I, because there's no means of deliverance, do I give up my efforts, or do I change my effort, or what does it mean by there's no deliverance? Am I doomed?
Simple explanation, question, Prabhu. What is this? Okay. Mike. What is saying?
Well, it's referring to the devotee is who he's making an offense towards. Should you give up your efforts? No. But one should definitely rectify it and change your attitudes toward devotees by instead actively glorifying devotees. That's really the only way you can make any significant change to offenses towards devotees. But it all depends on the mercy of
Krishna. What is his question? I wanted to know.
Oh, what his question was? Oh, he was...
Simple, okay.
Oh, simplify it. Yeah, he was asking if when we make an offense to devotees, are we doomed? Because here it says there's no means of deliverance if one makes an offense to devotees. Should we just give up our efforts, or is there something we can do?
Give up effort?
Is there something we can do if we make an offense to a devotee? How do we make it better?
Prabhupada said when we commit offense to the Vaishnava, we have to bow down to him, ask him to pardon, excuse. Then only the offense can be eradicated. Whoever you commit offense, that day we learn when the devotee, when they are leaving or meeting each other, they first they offer respect to obedience to each other. By saying Vancha Kalpataru Besya Kripa Sindhu Vecha Patitana Pavani Vaishnavibhya Namunam. So we have to, I just wanted to say that everything we have to learn from Sadhu, Shastra and Guru. Okay? We have to learn from a Sadhu, Shastra and Guru. Hare Krishna. Okay? Bolo Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Sri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki, Mahapatitapan Srila Prabhupada ki.